Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Huge debate raging on the show today. Welcome into it. It's Maggie Gray. It's Andrew Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network. Pearl, the debate is, would you rather see a Chiefs three-peat or the Chiefs lose? Obviously, you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I think you should maybe have to recuse yourself from this one, but it's the idea about seeing greatness. Do you want to see greatness? If you don't have a rooting interest in this particular matchup, do you want to see something we've never seen before, something historic, or is the backlash to the Chiefs and the dislike now of the Chiefs dynasty become so strong that people want them to see them stopped in their tracks?
God, I would be shocked if our poll result didn't read 70% say they do not want to see the Chiefs three-peat.
Yeah, see, I disagree. I think if you love football and if your team's not in it, I think you want to see the historic thing. And
you should, but I don't think you do. I think people are haters.
I mean, are they that disliked? I get it. They are very much disliked. The backlash is real. But a lot of that stuff is ancillary. Some of it's real. Some of it's the winning and the product on the field. But a lot of it, I mean, if you're going to bring like the Taylor Swift part, like that's not when push comes to shove and they kick off the game. She has nothing to do with any of this, right? Do you want to see Mahomes, who is an all-time great quarterback, get this thing and do this three-peat that to a lot of people will pull him even with Tom Brady, who took 20-plus years to win 7?
I understand everything you're saying, but I think America is tired of it. I don't know why. They just do not want to see the winning anymore. I mean, I've heard so much anecdotal and social media hatred toward the Chiefs. Who was the guy yesterday, Debo Samuel? Like, neutral NFL players everywhere are saying you got to knock them off, which I've never seen. I've never seen guys who have no rooting interest just chime in on this one.
Yeah, this is funny. So here is Debo Samuel, which, by the way, I mean Debo. You know, lost 2 Super Bowls to the Chiefs, but also has some major beef with the Eagles. So here's Debo, admits he's got issues with both, but what's he looking at for this Super Bowl?
So we got the Chiefs and the Eagles. You know, I got love, hate for both. But, you know, I got all love for my brother, A.J. Brown over there, so I definitely want to see him win. I definitely don't want to see Mahomes get the third one. I'm rocking with AJ and Saquon with this one for sure.
Go Bird!
I mean, let's think about it. Debo Samuel, like, he should also be hating Philly. I mean, I get it. The players are weighing in here big time. They do not want to see Mahomes and company get to 3.
Yeah, I mean, almost everyone I know is desperately rooting against the Chiefs. They hate them. They don't like the Eagles. Don't get me wrong. Nobody likes the Eagles who's not from Philadelphia or South Jersey. But so many people have said, God, this has got to stop. And I think that I don't think it matters what the Chiefs do. Anybody who wins now is going to be hated. No matter what the sport is, this is, for some reason, we don't like dynasties.
You think this is, we've changed as a society? Yeah. Because I think a lot of people were anti-Yankees in the 90s.
Well, definitely.
I think a lot of people turned anti, well, Michael Jordan was very different because he was such a cultural phenomenon. Unless you were like the Knicks or something like that, you know, Detroit, Boston, yeah. You know, and really had a rivalry. I think a lot of people were rooting for Jordan, but the Cowboys in the 90s, people did not like.
Of course not. They were the Cowboys of the 90s, but the people liked the 80s Niners. Everyone liked Steve Joe Montana.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you're right about that. That was a likable team.
Everyone, by the way, and if you weren't, unless you lost them, everybody loved the 85 Bears. I mean, that team is the most popular team in the NFL history.
But they're not a dynasty.
Well, I'm just saying, like, no, people don't resent, now they resent winners. Back then, we appreciated winners.
But what if the Bears had gone on the next year to win and the next year to win? I mean,
that team was magic. Everybody, I just saw a commercial the other day where Matthew McConaughey was doing the Bears.
I know, but we're talking about dynasties, sustained winning, and how that creates a backlash to people who at first were even very likable.
I think the Warriors,
Steph Curry, it's a huge one. But I think Steph Curry and the Warriors became disliked when the Kevin Durant thing happened. If Durant never joins the team, do they stay likable?
I don't think so. People turned on Curry. Which is, and he was a classic underdog. He should have been beloved, but they turned on Curry. And honestly, I think they're going to turn on Caitlin Clark. Just people just do not like something about people like to build up superstars and then just tear them down. It's the way we do it now. It's kind of the way sports culture is.
The one thing about Caitlin, though, and I'm surprised you brought her up because she hasn't won.
But everybody loves, she's very, very well liked. I'm just saying eventually people will turn on, because we turn on everybody now. Even, why would you dislike Patrick Mahomes? Like, he has never done anything wrong. I mean, yes, he flops a little bit, but not egregiously. He is arguably most creative, talented, never says the wrong thing, like barely ever says the wrong thing. He's like perfect, and people hate him now.
I think it's the flopping. I think it's the trying to get the calls.
That was sweet.
And I think it was the poor losing against Josh Allen last year. Nope. But again, that was like a one-off.
That
seemed to be like a one-off kind of thing where he was basically blaming the refs and was not like a gracious loser. I'll give you the one dynasty I think that people may love because I don't think they resonated in a way that normal dynasties do, which is the Spurs.
Oh, people can't. I mean, that team is just irrelevant.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think people, it's weird. It's a dynasty that people didn't love or hate, they respected. And then a question, do you count the San Francisco Giants as a dynasty?
No way.
1 year on, 1 year off, but they did win 3 in 5 years.
I do not count that as a dynasty at all, even a little bit. You do? That's like a modern era dynasty.
Do you have to go back to back to make it a dynasty?
And even so, like, they also snuck in 1 year. I remember the year they beat the Phillies. Like, that was...
Yeah, but who cares how you do it as long as you win it all?
No. I think to be a dynasty, you have to dominate the regular season, too. You can't just sort of show up in these playoff runs. I'm not sure I agree. The Niners. What was the team?
The Giants.
The Giants, right. The Spurs, their best player was the big fundamental. Like, they were boring as all get out. Kind of the Patriots are a little boring, too. They did not play exciting brand of football. Now, the one downside, I think the Chiefs have gotten a little boring football-wise. That is hurting them big time. Like, if they were still the 2019 Chiefs who came out and ran a very fast-paced offense, that might help. Do you think that would be more exciting?
I think that we love and kind of fell in love with Mahomes doing the no-look passes and the left-handed passes. And, you know, now it's not that they're not creative anymore. It's just they're a little bit more straightforward.
Oh, they're terribly boring. It's nothing but 3-yard passes. Remember when he played Jared Goff at night and it was 54-51? I would do anything to get that Chiefs team back. That would be so much more fun.
Bam. 855-212-4227. It is Wednesday, which means it's time for the Great Debate.
The Great Debate Series.
I'm happy to do this great debate today. I think it's going to be fun. I think our audience is going to like it. And I'm doing this only for the audience because we always say these great debates, Pearl, are loosely based on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love the motivation behind today's great debate because I have a feeling it's pointed at the quarterback of the team I happen to have a rooting interest for.
The Bills make me wanna jump!
Today's great debate is the greatest athlete to never win a title. I resent this if you are implying that Josh Allen will never win a title. EJ?
What did I do?
Okay, let's get to the greatest athlete to never win. Perloff, kick us off.
Okay, this seems obvious. Maybe I have NFL on the mind, but it's Dan Marino. There are a lot of great quarterbacks who have not won Super Bowls. Jim Kelly never got one. I'm trying to think of other ones. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. But Dan Marino was superior. Due to 48 touchdowns in 1984. You have to understand, that's like throwing 148 right now. Like you couldn't, like a wide receiver would go out on a pattern and three guys would tackle him. It was impossible to pass back then. He reinvented the passing game. He had such a ridiculous arm and he had the quickest release. I think if he had won a couple Super Bowls, might be right there with Tom Brady as the number one quarterback of all time. He's definitely top five, even without the ring. I put him ahead of Peyton Manning on my all-time list. And I think he's right there with Elway, even though Elway got a couple rings. Dan Marino is definitely the best to not win a championship.
Marino's trying to get everybody on the line of scrimmage. Now, he still has one timeout. They'll save that for the field goal. If they have to.
We are seeing another spectacular effort by Marino, who fires. Touchdown!
You know what the Jets are thinking? He's going to take the ball and throw it into the ground.
They stopped.
They all stopped.
Hide that one from our friend down the hall. The fake spike. Dan Marino, we're doing the greatest athletes to never win a title. And for me, I'm going all the way back, but that's because this athlete is that special. And it would be Ted Williams. Ted Williams is the greatest athlete to never win a title. 482 career on-base percentage, still the best of all time. A 634 slugging percentage, second only to Babe Ruth all time. Finished with a career 344 average, 521 home runs, over 2,000 walks, over 1,800 RBI. He hit 388 when he was 38. He hit 328 when he was 39. And he hit 316 when he was 41 years old.
Did you say he had a 489 on base percentage?
482.
For his career?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes, it's insane. But, and by the way, three full seasons interrupted for military service and fought in two different wars.
Wow.
And in the Korean War was the wingman to John Glenn. That doesn't really have anything to do with him being a great athlete. It just deserves to be noted because Ted Williams was an American hero. So Ted Williams as the greatest athlete to never win a title.
In the American League 8, Rip Stuhl was on the mound facing Ted Williams, with runners on first and second and two men away. Rip threw Williams his famous blooper pitch. Let's take a look at the height of that blooper pitch. Ted stepped into it and slammed it out of the park for his second home run of the game, scoring Kramer and Stevens ahead of him.
It was like someone in a studio, like, well done with the sound effects there. EJ finding that old clip. And the one thing about Ted Williams is, as an incredible athlete, never won a title, got to a World Series and went 5-for-25 in that World Series. And a lot of people called him a choker. And but he is the greatest athlete to never win a title, in my opinion. EJ, go
ahead. Wow. Okay. Choker. Like,
and that's what they said. I didn't write it. Blame the Boston media.
Okay.
And
so
he did.
Ted Williams, obviously a legend. Dan Marino, obviously a legend. I'm going to go to hoops. And I'm going to go with the round mound of rebound. Charles Barkley, who 8 times finished top 6 in MVP, was the MVP the first year he got out of Philly to play for the Suns. Came so close to beating the Bulls. If it wasn't for that damn John Paxson. Charles Barkley, I think we all talk about him as the commentator and the lovable guy we see. When he was on the court, he was a killer.
That's the 8th rebound already. Barkley, nobody cut him off. Barkley went all the way.
They call that coast to coast.
Big old women.
Barkley was amazing. Coast to coast stuff is something you're used to seeing from him. So Charles Barkley is my pick for great debate.
Wait, wait, wait. Does he? I said this to you yesterday. Do you get Karl Malone and Ewing and Stockton all? Is that all kind of a package in a way, secretly?
I don't need those other guys. I give me Barkley. It's all I got.
So he's better than Karl Malone in your opinion?
Yes.
Manny, greatest athlete.
I got
athlete.
This bracelet from a guy in the steam room.
To never win a title, too.
I can't believe you didn't go for the low-hanging fruit, by the way, with Jim Kelly and the biggest loser of all time. But I will go with Patrick Ewing. I'll take the low-hanging fruit. 21-10 for his career. Two-time gold medalist, 11-time All-Star. 86th Rookie of the Year on the 50th and 75th anniversary teams. But always second fiddle to Jordan and Reggie Miller and...
Comes in to Tucker. Ewing sets a screen. The shot is off. Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
If only that happened in the NBA Finals, I got Patrick Ewing.
Greatest athlete to never win a title. Bogush, why don't you take us home?
Maggie, I'm going to go with you and go old-time baseball here. I was thinking Ted Williams. You texted Ted Williams first, so I jumped easily on Mr. Cub.
Jarvis fires away. That's a fly ball. Beat the left. Back. That's it. Hey, he did it. Ernie Banks got number 500. A line drive shot into the seats and left. The ball tossed in the bullpen. Everybody on your feet. This is it.
Professional as always on Cubs Radio, Beck.
No homers there.
Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, two-time MVP, a gold glove winner, 14 All-Star games, but he was a Cub, and we know that drought that lasted for so long, and he was in the middle of all of that. So Ernie Banks, the best to never win a World Series world title.
I mean, what's crazy about Ernie Banks, never played in a playoff game. I mean, it's like at least Ted Williams got to the World Series and lost in a Game 7, but... never, ever played a playoff game. It's crazy. All right, the greatest athlete to never win a title. If this was indeed inspired by Josh Allen, then I hate all of you. Because he's only
he's
in year 7.
He's not great either.
Yeah, bogus. You would trade Jake for Josh Allen for your Giants.
No, I wouldn't trade. No. I would have traded Jake for Juan Soto, but I didn't have to, so that's good. I'll trade Jake.
Jake and a draft pick for Josh Allen.
Thankfully, it didn't come to that with Juan Soto. The owner just ponied up the most money. All right. What do you say? We got two questions out there. Greatest athlete to never win. And then also, what would you rather see in the Super Bowl? Chiefs three-peat, Chiefs lose. We'll update our poll in just a moment, right after this.
How'd you do last night, Maggie?
Amazing. College basketball has been really good to me, not just because I've been getting on Prize Picks and figuring out exactly who I love to combo together with my favorite hockey stars, NBA as well. And that's what I love about Prize Picks. It's the best place not only to cash in on the Super Bowl and the big game and all of that, but... pick two players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection. You could win up to 1,000 times your money.
I mean, last night you got to see which Kentucky players are going to bomb out in the first round. That was really cool. You can join Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app, available to play in more than 40-plus states, including California and Texas. That was an unfair shot.
That
Kentucky,
was really
because you might get some good scoring totals during the regular season. Just do not go under come tournament time. Join now because Prize Picks is giving away a free pick for the big game where a quarterback will only need to throw 1 yard to win. Oh, that's cool. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code M&P to get a $50 bonus and promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks to get a $50 bonus and promo funds instantly when you play just $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in bonus credits for just playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Great debate today. Greatest athlete to not win a championship. I went with Dan Marino. Maggie?
I went with Ted Williams.
EJ?
Sir Charles Barkley.
Manny?
Patrick Ewing.
Bogues?
Ernie Banks.
We're getting some great ones in the chat.
Yeah,
by the
who
way.
Else has been nominated?
Okay, so Jay in Nashville, our pal, has nominated two people in our chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. He had Sean Kemp as one.
My favorite athlete did not win a title. I don't know about greatest.
And Anna Kournikova. Again, fan favorite for many reasons.
That was Jay.
That was Jay. It's a variety, really. It's a long, it's a spectrum.
I think she won a doubles title. Does that count? A doubles major?
Like a major. No way.
Yeah, I think she did.
Did she win a doubles? I think at one point she was number one in the world. I don't know. That doesn't count.
Wait. Anna Kournikova was not number one in the world.
She never got to number one just for the points totals? Maybe
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Preview best on EJ loves himself with Anna Kournikova. Let me just say that.
I think you and every other man in
Google her now. I don't think it's anything's changed.
So if you Google her now, it actually comes up as model, not tennis player.
So wait,
that's disrespectful.
I agree.
That doubles title, I'm surprised, but that'd be interesting.
You're suddenly very interested in the career of Anna Kournikova.
No, I just remember. I'm like, oh, well, she's okay at tennis, but
she was ranked as high as number 8 in a singles player. She was number 1 doubles, and she won 2 Australian Open doubles titles.
Oh wow.
Okay, I don't think she's on this list. She's one.
I don't think that counts.
I was wondering about Patrick Ewing, too, Manny. I get it from the Knicks, but you know he went to college and won, right?
Hey, listen, I put that disclaimer out in the group chat, and it said it was okay. So
no, he gets lumped in with Barkley and Malone all the time.
All right. Yeah, too, yeah.
More from the chat in terms of greatest athletes to never win a title, Barry Bonds, Reggie Miller.
That's a good one.
And then one more, and two more that I'm kind of bummed that I didn't go with, Barry Sanders, you know, our love for Barry on the show, deep, deep love, and then Bo Jackson.
Well, Bo Jackson's different.
Yeah, I mean, Bo's different because his career got cut so short.
His career got short.
But Barry really is probably the answer here. If we're going not just great careers, but also if we want to take a literal interpretation, like who was the best like physical tools athlete, don't you think Sanders is actually the answer here?
Oh, I don't know. Physical tools athlete. I guess so. I mean, then you get into the NBA because they're probably the best athletes in the world.
Right, like a Vince Carter or Anthony Edwards, a guy who hasn't won yet, like that.
Define athlete. How do you define athleticism? Like jumping ability?
I don't know. Like coordination and power and
agility.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I think Barry's got it all.
What Ted Williams could do is the hardest athletic achievement.
People do say that hitting a fastball is the hardest thing to do in sports.
I'm looking, by the way, the NBA list of all-time players. The ESPN did like a definitive list, and the highest player to not win a title was number 20, Elgin Baylor, and then 22 was Charles Barkley, and 23 was Karl Malone. Those are the three highest guys to not win a title. Ewing's like 25.
Monty's in the chat. Yeah. Randy Moss.
Their list is wrong.
Randy Moss, the greatest athlete to never win a title. Who else do we have in here? Gale Sayers. There you go. So keep them coming, guys. Greatest athletes to never win. Sean is our pal in Oregon. Sean, who tops the list?
Well, you guys got some real good ones there, but I'm going to put the mailman on there. You know, the mailman was 11-time All-NBA first team. Karl Malone was first team, Patrick Barkley. Ewing was first team one time.
Okay.
Barkley was only first team 5 times.
You know, only Ewing 5 never times. That's a lot of times.
Well, not compared to 11 times. I mean, you're talking to mailman. I'm on the West Coast. I sat 8th row and watched the Blazers close him out a couple times. I remember 99 when he won his MVP. I was sitting there. Those guys, they were heartbroken. And then I went out and watched the Blazers go Western Conference Finals and lose against Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And a great game last night. I'm a basketball guy. I mean, I only watched half of that Bills game the other night because I was watching the Blazers game. And great trade. I'm really glad to see Damian Lillard over there. And we came out really good last night. I'm really good to see Blazers doing great.
Well, Sean, you know, we love the Blazers around here. Here's a couple things. Does Damian Lillard end up on this list? The other thing, Karl Malone versus Barkley, right, is generally the debate that you would see would be Malone versus Barkley, who was better. I mean, listen, Malone's peak lasted way longer, but Barkley's peak was probably higher.
They're just different. Malone was relentless. and he was always in better shape than everybody else in the NBA. He just ran the lanes harder than anybody. I mean, I'm a Barkley fan. I could see giving Malone an edge, and he's probably a little bit closer than Charles to knocking off the Bulls, but I think they're about the same.
My only beef with, not beef Malone, but like to compare Malone and Barkley, I would say give Charles Barkley 20 years of John Stockton, feed him the rock, and let's see what his numbers are. I mean, he had a couple years with Kevin Johnson, and he went to the finals and was MVP.
Yeah, right.
Like, so when he had a wingmate that caliber, he was arguably the best player in the NBA, not named Jordan.
Well, would you agree that Karl Malone was more dedicated to fitness than Charles Barkley throughout 100%. His career? I think that's one argument for Malone. I mean, he was peak shape. He wasn't that talented, which is funny. I think he made the most of his ability.
Jared is in the chat. Allen Iverson and Joe Thornton.
Ooh, okay.
So
Joe Thornton didn't win?
Keep them coming, guys.
He played for 25 years and couldn't get a Stanley Cup.
Wasn't he in Colorado? I thought, no, he missed that.
Jared also says Vince Carter and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh, I like the LT.
LT's a good one.
Yep, great one. Keep them coming, guys. Greatest athletes to never win a title. The Anna Kournikova love.
Jay won this debate.
That really took off in the chat. Shocker. Bogish has headlines for us. Hey, Bogues.
Colorado. Can you not let me talk hockey, Bogus? Jeez Louise.
I was just trying to move on quickly.
Me too.
Kansas men's basketball hasn't lost back-to-back games at Fog Allen Fieldhouse in 36 years. They lost to Houston over the weekend. They were down 9 to UCF shortly after halftime last night.
Tip by Hunt, misses. Tipped about, Corey's got it. KU will keep, out to Zeke. He takes a three. He makes a three! Zeke Mayo with the night-night celebration. It's his sixth triple tonight.
Brian Haney from Learfield. Zeke Mayo scored 24 as the 11th-ranked Kansas avoided that mini-history with the 91-87 win over UCF. Number 12, Kentucky, a 78-73 win at 8th-ranked Tennessee. Number 9, Marquette fought off Butler, 78-69. At number 21, Louisville State Hot, 72-59 over Wake Forest. The Cardinals have now won 10 in a row. In the NBA, the Rocket win streak is 4 after a 196 win in Atlanta. And Tyrese Maxey scored 43 in a rare Sixers win, 118-104 over the Lakers. LA also losing Anthony Davis in the first half to an abdominal muscle strain.
I really don't give a f***.
We're now told that Mike McCarthy will take the coming season off and then look for a job next winter. The former Cowboys coach connected to the Saints opening but did not have an interview scheduled with New Orleans. Browns GM Andrew Berry said yesterday Myles Garrett not available this offseason. Garrett has 2 years left on his current deal. He said during the season that he wanted to know more about the team's plans for the future before signing anything new. Trading him could have brought back multiple pieces to help the Browns fix their roster. The Phoenix Mercury will look much different next WNBA season. Brittany Griner is leaving for Atlanta via free agency. That news came last night shortly after reports that the Mercury were trading for Connecticut All-Star forward Alyssa Thomas, and we still don't know if Diana Taurasi is going to retire. And finally, our other Connor was showing off last night.
He faked a drop pass, carries the puck down to the right corner, fires, he scores! What a shot by Connor Bedard!
Oh my goodness.
Whoa! How did he find that opening? This is over the shoulder of Johansson and into the top shelf. Folks, you gotta see this shot.
That's from Chicago radio. I can't let you see it either, but Bedard put the puck basically between the goalie's left ear and the top corner. Tight angle, part of a 4-1 win in Tampa Bay.
Amazing. Perloff's one of his favorite Connors. Did you guys see the story about the potato chip recall? Did anyone else see this?
No, enough with the bad news.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm doing a public service. Apparently, this is a really big deal. The certain ounce bag of Lay's just straight regular potato chips.
Oh, okay. I don't eat those.
13-ounce bags of Lay's potato chips apparently have undeclared milk, which could be potentially fatal. I don't know why that happened, but or how that happens, but it's a class one recall.
Milk?
This is like DEFCON 1 or 5. I never know what's the important one. Anyway, 13-ounce bags of Lay's potato chips, guys. Stay away.
You said undeclared milk?
That's what they said.
Like that because it's not on the label? That's what. That's what's not declared?
They haven't decided if they're Democrat or Republican. I'm sorry. That's independent.
He's got three school hats in front of him. Which milk's he going to be?
He's not sure if it's Georgia, Florida, or the other milk.
Or 2%.
or Fritos. Yeah, undeclared milk, they said. I have no idea what that is.
Why would milk be in potato chips? I'm still stuck on that.
I don't know, DJ. I wish I could tell you. But those with an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the recalled product.
Like that, lactose losers.
He's Manny.
Manny milks.
Manny. Yeah, this is bad. Washington and Oregon specifically. I know we're on in both of those states. Think about it.
I feel like
minding your own business. Just open up a bag of potato chips, eat with your sandwich.
I feel like this stuff happens and like nothing happens to the corporation. It's just like, well, we'll be eating Lay's in a couple months and we'll just forget it. This, they almost killed half the population with undeclared milk.
Forget a few months. In a few weeks, the Super Bowl is right around the corner.
This is not a good time to have a chip recall.
Yeah, they probably have a great commercial on Super Bowl Sunday being like, hey, look at that commercial.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but like with some of these recalls, how long do you go without buying the product? So a couple weeks ago, there was an organic carrot recall.
Yes.
You guys remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we tend to buy those when we go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. We're carrot fans in our house. And so how long do you not buy them for? We went like two cycles without buying them.
Didn't that one have like a lot number on? Like, wasn't there a way to identify which bags would have been contaminated?
Didn't go that far. I just threw them out.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes they do somehow know which, like, grouping of, like, or which shipments were affected. And that, like, lets you know that you're safe to keep eating the other ones.
Is you going to read the lot number? That's kind of a lot.
To avoid poisoning?
Salmonella?
I'll take
whatever.
That.
E. coli?
Yeah, I'll take that risk. I'll read.
It's like, is that a 487 bag? On an unrelated note, do you guys, or slightly related, do you guys ever get random things in the mail that you're part of a class action lawsuit?
All the time.
Yes.
I do too. Have you ever made good on any of those?
Nope.
Like, I'm going to get my 40 cents because it turns out my bank has been overcharging me for withdrawals for 10 years.
Nope. I got one for a cell phone recently and I think PlayStation. And I don't know what either one entails. And I have no effort in me to like
PlayStation. Is this like the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit?
I don't know.
Sorry, bogus. MLB The Show was too hard. Here's
no,
five
FIFA is too hard. MLB The Show, yes. I can handle.
You suck at FIFA.
Sorry.
What, do you guys play online together?
Severe carpal tunnel.
I would destroy him.
Needs to happen, by the way. Can we put that on the Twitch
stream?
No,
it's bad enough when I get hammered by my 11-year-old. I'm not letting Manny do anything to me on a video game. No thanks.
Do you realize if you are winning a video game competition against someone who's 11 at your age, like, that's not a good sign, man. You're supposed to be losing to 11-year-olds.
I don't mind losing. I mind the way in which I lose.
Got it. Humiliating.
Yes. That I don't need to be shamed by my son. He can beat me. That's fine. He should beat me, but I don't want to look like I have no hands while I'm playing the game. It's like all thumbs up.
Why
there.
Is daddy playing with his feet?
What was that goal you were talking about? The top shelf by the left ear?
Yeah, no chance.
Three of those. Yeah. I don't know. Do you play video games with your kids, Pearl?
Oh, yeah. I dominate. I get killed in every game. We're a big...
Fortnite.
I watch Fortnite. Do you guys watch Fortnite? That's all I do.
I can't. It makes me dizzy.
Yeah, I watch Fortnite. Goodness.
You watch other people
play
Fortnite?
The famous racing game, Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Mario Kart. Yeah. That's what we need to play. I would smoke y'all in Mario Kart.
I think we all think we'd smoke each other in Mario Kart, because even I play that one.
I have the Mario Kart like addition thing where you can like you put the gates around your house, and then you drive and like it makes your house the course.
That's fire.
It's amazing.
And I know in like Tokyo, whoa, you could just get in, yeah, like you can get in like a cart and like drive around like you're in Mario Kart. It's
wait a minute,
cool.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're uploading the data and the footprint of your home onto a video game device?
It's a palatial estate, yes.
I don't know about
Billy
like
Madison's house.
Like uploading anything, yeah. But this is like you can like put things. It's called home circuit. You can like put things, like the gates that you would drive through in the game, like around the house. And I guess there's a little car, I'm trying to remember now, like with the camera. And you can like see yourself, you put your house in the game. It's really cool.
I don't know, it just feels like you're kind of putting your house out on the internet. But
it's not on the internet. I'm playing
it's just
it,
you.
Playing it on my Switch.
All right.
He's concerned about the Nintendo executives, you know, swatting Bogus' house or something.
Who else is going to be if not me?
There's nothing fun going on in there. You can look all you want. Yeah, nothing to hide.
I believe
book.
It.
Wait, no, you got like cool parties where you're passing out at like 8 p.m. and everyone else is having a good time.
I've heard that party was cool. I wasn't around to see it, but I did make
The photos say yeah. Bogus had a great time.
But that was 2 years ago. This year, I was awake the entire time.
Wait, who's your character if you play Mario Kart?
Koopa Troopa. Great on turns.
Koopa's good. I do Luigi. It's weird because I'm an older brother, but...
Pearl?
I'm not even sure the name. I just pick word at random ones.
You don't have a preferred...
Yeah, no, I feel bad now.
It's definitely not based on the game, like good on turns. Like, Donkey Kong's cool, so I'll pick him, but I don't know what his driving skills are.
Donkey Kong's mad strong. You just body people.
That's you guys know sure. Which cart? You have like one cart that you use?
Yeah.
Yeah, Princess Peach for me. Big Princess Peach guy.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'm going to get smoked by you guys.
If you haven't been scouting not only yourself, but the other drivers in Mario Kart, are you even playing the game?
Exactly.
And judging by the time that me and Boyle raced Maggie in the hallway, Maggie is going to kill all of us.
Yep. That was a speed walk.
Yeah.
That concerns me a little bit.
Yeah. The competition level to my right is too hot to handle.
All right. So I get competitive and now it's a me problem. Why don't you guys stop mailing it in?
I'm not ducking smoke. I'm just saying. I saw what happened.
Let's go back to our great debate. The greatest athletes to never win a title. William is in California. Who do you have, Will?
Yes, good morning. I think of one athlete well before any of our time, well before my parents' time, and that was the great hitter, Ty Cobb. He got to one World Series, I believe, early in his career. Didn't win, but I don't think he ever went back to a World Series. But he was a career, I think, 367, 368 hitter. Who belongs on this list. There's a number of hitters and baseball players in the modern era that didn't make this list.
Yeah.
Possibly. But
Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey. I mean, there are some amazing modern day guys who didn't make it. William, thank you for the call. I'm looking here that Ty Cobb actually appeared in the World Series three times, 1907, 1908, and 1909, if I'm reading this correctly. But never won.
Yeah. Big name.
I mean, I felt a little bad going back to Ted Williams and going back to the 40s and 50s because I'm like, you know, can you call someone who played that long ago one of the greatest of all time? But Williams' numbers are so amazing. Can you go back to Ty Cobb playing in the 1900s?
That feels like a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I feel like Williams is a little safer. But, I mean, he definitely, if you look up, I assume at their list of greatest players, Ty Cobb is certainly, he's an iconic name for better or worse. Obviously, his personality was... not awesome. I saw the movie with Tommy Lee Jones.
Either.
Well, Ted, because he's got his head frozen, you mean?
No, Ted Williams, I don't think was a picnic. I mean, he would say that.
Yeah, but Ty Cobb was.
Oh, was it outright racist?
To a complete different level. Ty Cobb was a huge curmudgeon. Ted Williams was prickly, but I think Ty Cobb was famously hated.
Yeah,
like that line in Field of Dreams. We wouldn't let Ty Cobb come back because everyone hated him. That's my basis of this.
Or just take. Like anyone who played like. Pre-desegregation, you know, can you really call them the best? Because were they playing against the best?
Yeah, but you could compare them. One thing about Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, you could say, well, Babe Ruth hit 60 homers when the next closest guy was 27 or something. So there is, at least that's a one point where they're so much more dominant than everybody. And it was also the number one sport in the country back then. Everybody wanted to play it. So nowadays, like, Americans don't care about baseball. Like, they're not even trying to get into it. They're trying to get into football and basketball. Right, so like, it doesn't matter the same. I think it counts more like what Willie Mays did because then everybody wanted to play baseball. Like to me, there's no way like a player today counts the same. But that's my take.
I find it rather interesting that Ty Cobb never won a World Series, considering that I mean they had like what 10 teams back in the bigs back then, and he never won one.
Yeah, how did Barry Bonds never win one?
Well, but Bonds, there were 30 teams.
He also struggled in the playoffs. So some of that was his fault.
Yeah. That is true, too.
But it's just a point. An individual cannot win in baseball like other sports.
Totally. 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do. Keep them coming. Greatest athletes to never win a title. And how about this? Andrew Perloff goes against the grain next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Great Debate Wednesday. Greatest player to never win a title. I think I could tell already the name you feel most guilty about.
I feel bad for leaving Barry Sanders off.
But Barry Sanders, is he above Dan Marino, my choice?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I think you can make an argument for sure.
I think the thing about Marino, though, is quarterbacks are judged by their championships. Running backs can only do so much to win a title. So I feel like, Barry might have been a greater player than Dan Marino, but Dan Marino is a better answer on this list, is what I'm claiming. Did we put up a poll, EJ, with all the choices here?
Yes, we did. So we put up the poll, who is the greatest athlete to never win a Super Bowl.
But they would never win a championship. I know who's winning the poll.
Yes.
I think it's Maggie's choice, Ted Williams.
Yeah, so Ted Williams has 65% right now. Yeah. Dan Marino's at 25%. We have Charles Barkley at 6% and Ernie Banks at 2%.
Yeah, because when we were doing this topic yesterday, I have to admit I had no idea Ted Williams never won a championship. He's Ted Williams. How'd he become so darn famous and never win? It's a Red Sox thing, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But Ted Williams is more famous, like the Splendid Splinter, greatest hitter of all time, tried to have his head frozen. Like, I never even think about the fact that he never won a title. I just think of him at that label as probably the prettiest swing maybe ever. I think that's how he's judged.
Oh, yeah. I mean, greatest hitter of all time, greatest left-hand hitter of all time. But here's the thing about first of all, has anyone ever confirmed the frozen head thing?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, that was like a Walt Disney, Ted Williams.
I think that there might be something to that, that he was trying to do some sort of extending life thing.
So
cloning. He was trying to clone, right? That was the whole point?
Oh, I thought cloning?
But then why just the head?
I thought he was trying to freeze his body.
The whole body?
Well, we'll
EJ,
get it.
EJ, can you do a little
cloning? Ted Williams was into cloning?
This is all news to me, by the way.
You've heard of cloning.
I've heard of cloning and freezing your head because of Walt Disney, but I didn't know Ted Williams, swung at this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rumor. I didn't look it up to see if
according
it was true
to
or
CBS
not.
CBS News, Ted Williams, I don't even want to read it out
okay,
loud.
Okay, don't.
But yeah, it's definitely, this is CBS News. Yeah, he did have parts of his body frozen.
Hmm. But it was for cloning, so we can have a second greatest hitter of all time, which just...
Yeah.
Ted Williams, I don't even know
actually
how cloning works. I should know this because I feel like in my childhood when they cloned a sheep, finally, it was like such a big deal. I think Barbara Streisand cloned one of her dogs.
Wait, this wasn't music cloning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he wanted to like come back to life or something.
I mean, I'm reading this article from,
good luck, Ted.
98 or whatever. It says the daughter, Ted Williams, has accused her half-brother, John Henry Williams, of moving their father's body from Florida to another place where bodies are frozen. She says John Henry Williams wants to preserve their father's DNA, perhaps to sell it in the future. The brother has not returned repeated calls for comment.
Wait, what year was that?
It was an SI report, right?
I'm trying to figure out the year. For some reason, it doesn't show. But this is
I have this
ESPN article. Like the ESPN webpage looks crazy. Like it looks like something from like the 90s.
So he didn't pass away though until 2002.
So maybe it was 2000. It was around then.
Okay.
December 20th, 2002. CBS News. He died on July 5th, 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was a lot going on there.
Hmm.
He was, a lot of the films say he was became a bit of a strange guy.
Yeah. No, he definitely was, well, it depends. I think he was very maniacal about becoming the greatest hitter of all time and also had a really terrible relationship with the press in Boston. There were 11 newspapers that were covering him when he was playing?
Yeah, baseball
was. In the 40s and 50s in Boston. That's crazy.
Baseball was it back then. It was like the NFL, but even bigger, I think.
Jeff's in Tucson. Jeff, greatest athlete to never win a title is who?
Well, I wanted to get on the poll, but Ted Williams is probably the top of the line. That was a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
How about two other ones? Dan Fouts and Fran Tarkenton.
Two great ones. We didn't bring up Dan Fouts yesterday. Fran Tarkenton, though, did make it in our little newsroom discussion. Jeff, thanks so much. Drive safely. Fouts is fantastic. Chargers franchise is cursed.
It. unfortunately went to a very cold Cincinnati, and that great year, they lost their chance. I don't think Dan Fouts is quite on the Marino caliber. I think he, maybe this is just my opinion, maybe a notch below Marino and Kelly. Kelly went to four Super Bowls. Fouts never even made a Super Bowl. Tarkenton went to four Super Bowls, I believe, or no, maybe three. And so I get it. They belong on the list, but not high on the list.
Adam's in Vancouver. Adam, who's the greatest player to never win a title?
I'm going to throw two at you this morning. I'm going to go Daniel and Henrik Sedin.
The Sedins are a great choice, but one thing, Adam, am I right or wrong? Did they win an Olympic gold, though, with Sweden?
They did win Olympic gold. Yes, you're right, but never won the big one, the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Who cares about Olympic gold? Does that mean Carmelo doesn't belong on this list because he won Olympic gold? That doesn't count.
I'm just saying, I think Carmelo gets a lot of credit because he won at Syracuse. He won in college. And you win Olympic gold. And I think Olympic gold in hockey really means something. That's not where you have the dream team and then you're playing, you know, Angola, no disrespect. The hockey, everyone's good. Right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's good for sure. But a lot of players are measured by how many cups they win.
Definitely.
Especially when they become Hall of Famers, which they are.
No doubt. Adam, that's a great one. The Sedins never won.
I actually think the college championship, and getting back to basketball for a second, it almost makes Patrick Ewing not winning in the NBA worse because he was arguably the most dominant, well, besides Kareem, the most dominant college center we've ever seen. Like, that doesn't make it easier that he didn't win an NBA title. He was supposed to win an NBA title. They froze a darn envelope for him. He was supposed to be the generational guy. So I think in a way that accentuates that he didn't win a championship. Helping you out, Manny.
Is that true? You have such a dominant college career that it's a disappointment if you don't win in the pros. Like Reggie Bush didn't win in the pros. Is that disappointing?
I mean,
or something
Reggie
like
Bush
that.
Didn't even come close. But no. In basketball,
Tebow, Cam Newton.
In basketball, though, to be that dominant, if you told me if you see the highlights of Akeem going against Ewing, that only Akeem would win a title out of that you'd say, oh, what a disappointment for Ewing. Right? I mean, he probably should have won.
By the way, Bush has a championship, Maggie.
What's that?
Bush is a Super Bowl champion.
Who did he win with?
He won the Saints. He was hurt. He was hurt by the end
he
of the
was
year.
There
he was on
nine?
That game. He was on that team?
Yes, he was.
Oh, sorry. Reggie Bush, Super Bowl champ. But he didn't play in the game.
No, because he got injured midseason.
Okay.
He broke his leg, I think.
Reggie Bush, the former Buffalo Bill?
He was a former Bill. Thank
Reggie
you,
Reggie Bush played on the Bills?
Yeah, he did.
How long?
Six games, maybe seven. I don't even know if he made the whole season.
He finished with negative three yards on the season.
Two things from the chat. Calvin Johnson, another one of the greatest athletes to never win a title. And the chat seems to like Yoshi as their Mario Kart avatar. 855-212-4227. Full service show. We never got Perloff's Against the Grain. We'll do that in the next hour. Come on back. We also have to answer the question. Do you want to see the Chiefs three-peat or do you want to see them lose? Maggie and Perloff.